This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Tracy Moran, Vice President of Marketing at Marathon Health, a worksite healthcare company that specializes in total population health management. Tracy, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
You bet, and the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So first of all, what are the three approaches to offering health care to employees at work?
There are many approaches to offering health care to employees at work, and what we focus on is actually setting up health centers in large employer sites where people can receive care at work. There are other methods for doing this that could be online or telephonic services, but we really believe in the importance of the face-to-face interaction with a provider and a patient to be able to help them live their healthiest life.
And what type of employer can offer healthcare at work?
Healthcare at work, where you actually set up a health center offering population health management that includes health coaching, chronic condition management, primary care services if somebody is sick during the day, really requires a concentration of employees that starts around 500 or more. If you include the spouse and dependent population, you can go a little bit lower, but the threshold is about 500 employees in a location that can be served by a physical health center for the workplace.
How does the risk management approach work?
Well, that's probably the key to why on-site health is successful if you take a population health management approach. So what is most beneficial to an organization is to really understand the health of their population. So how many people are at risk for chronic conditions? How many people have risk factors for diabetes, asthma, heart conditions, things of that nature? And if you identify the risk in the population, then you're able to, with your health center on site, start to work with individuals who may develop more serious chronic conditions over time and also may become your high-cost claims drivers. So in the model that we use, total population health risk management, what we like to do is identify all of the risk, and we do that by looking at claims costs over 2 years prior to when we open a health center. We look at health risk assessment data where people have actually done surveys and said what their health history is, and then a biometric screening. So we actually have current biometric data for cholesterol, glucose levels, weight, height, and so forth. Once we understand that, we can say to the employer, here are your most serious risk factors and chronic conditions in your population. And then through our health center, our clinicians are trained to work with individuals and help them move out of a risk category. So if they have high cholesterol or high glucose that may be a pre-diabetic condition, the clinician is trained to work with them to mitigate that risk so that they don't become diabetic or have heart disease. And when that happens, when the risks are mitigated through action plans, goal setting, a health coaching model, then what the employer begins to see is their healthcare costs go down. And they go down because individuals stop using urgent care centers or expensive emergency room visits to address primary care issues that they can get treated at work. People are not admitted to the hospital at the rate that they might have otherwise been, and they're not using specialists to the same degree. So they have a benefit at work that lets them get treated when they're sick and also work on health risks so that they don't become sick. And then there's also a whole set of services that you can offer to keep people healthy, which is probably one of the most important things you can do in a population. So instill the preventative, holistic care to keep healthy people healthy. And then for those who are not or have a chronic condition, to work and make sure they're at the standard of care for that condition. And then when that happens, we capture savings for the employer and show that their insurance costs, claims, actual dollars go down. And we'll show that because we draw the line in the sand at the opening of the health center and then at 12 months, and we show, you know, your claims costs were X when we started and now they are Y, and that decreases where we show the savings to the employer. And, you know, more important than that, though, is that we also represent a healthier population. So by looking at the data, we can tell an employer, you had this many people who were pre-diabetic or diabetic at the start, and today that prevalence rate for that condition is this, and it's a decrease. And so when you decrease that prevalence rate, you also decrease the cost of care for the employer. So it's really a win-win, healthier people, healthier business.
Why would you say that this is beneficial to an employer?
On many levels, if you have a healthier population, you're going to improve the productivity of your workforce. If you have a culture of health, you're going to improve the presenteeism of that population. These are soft measures, but they're important measures. We see examples where people engage in the health coaching and address health risks, and then all of a sudden, not only do they feel better, their risk factors are within normal range, but all of a sudden they're getting a promotion. They're more productive. They're more vital members of their workforce community because of the focus that they put on their own health. And so the benefits go to the individual. And then when an organization takes this as a priority to help people get healthier using on-site health centers as a method for doing it, their claims costs are reduced. So over time, you see lower healthcare costs for the employer, but a healthier, more vital workforce as well. So there's really, again, it's the benefit goes to the individuals, they feel healthier, and the improved financial status for the company.
Today we are with Tracy Moran, Vice President of Marketing at Marathon Health, a worksite healthcare company that specializes in total population health management, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tracy, what are the benefits of doing this overall?
Probably the most important benefit is the healthier workforce. And when you inspire people to live their healthiest life, you will, as a result of that, drive the healthcare costs down for the employer. So we always focus on the individual health and then helping people become healthier one person at a time. That population is healthier, their healthcare costs, insurance costs, workers' claim costs, all of these things start to diminish over time. Employers today face, you know, up to 13-15% year-over-year increase in their health insurance costs, and this is a way to stabilize that trend and or decrease the trend in the insurance increases that they face on their health plans, and you're making people healthier, happier, and more productive at the same time.
Are there any obstacles to be aware of?
Probably the biggest obstacle for employers is the size and having individuals in an area that can engage in an on-site health center. So an employer who has remote employees or a scattered workforce would be challenged to offer something like this and would want to look at a different solution to get to the same end. But where there is a group of employees concentrated in an area that can access a health center, it's a great option for them. We see this in municipal governments, manufacturing, hospitals, professional service organizations where there are large concentrations of individuals, it's a perfect solution. In a scattered, dispersed population, it's more difficult to offer this.
Lastly, how do you know which approach is right or the best for an employer?
It's really an evaluation on a case-by-case basis where you look at what is the current health status of the population, what are their health care costs, what are the conditions that are most costly to that organization. And once you understand the number of employees and dependent population, where they're located, and what their health conditions are that are costing them, you can put together a program that can address those needs.
Well, Tracy, certainly has been good to have had you, and also thanks for sharing the information on how Marathon Health can certainly be a solution. Where can our listeners get more information and find Marathon Health online?
We are at www.marathon-health.com.
Well, Tracy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. All the best, and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tracy Moran, Vice President of Marketing at Marathon Health, a worksite healthcare company that specializes in total population health management. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's marathon-health.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.